Now, Anthony, our hopes are answered. You said the enemy would not come down, but keep the hills and upper regions. It proves not so. Their battles are at hand. They mean to warn us at Philippi here, answering before we do demand of them.
Sir, I am in their bosoms, and I know wherefore they do it. They could be content to visit other places and come down with fearful bravery, thinking by this face to fasten in our thoughts that they have courage. But 'tis not so.
Prepare you, generals. The enemy comes on in gallant show. Their bloody sign of battle is hung out, and something to be done immediately.
Davis, lead your battle softly on upon the left hand of the even field.
Upon the right hand, aye. Keep thou the left.
Why do you cross me in this exigence?
I do not cross you, but I will do so.
They stand and would have parley.
Stand fast, Didius. We must out and talk.
Archantony, shall we give sign of battle?
No, Caesar. We will answer on their charge. Make forth, the generals would have some words.
Stand up until the signal.
Words before blows. Is it so, countrymen?
Not that we love words better as you do.
Good words are better than bad strokes, Octavius.
In your bad strokes, Brutus, you give good words. Witness the hole you made in Caesar's heart, crying, long live, hail Caesar.
Antony, the posture of your blows are yet unknown, but for your words, they rob the hybler bees and leave them honeyless.
Not stingless, too.
Oh, yes, and soundless, too. For you have stolen their buzzing, Antony, and very wisely, threat before you sting.
Villains, you did not so. When your vile daggers hacked one another in the sides of Caesar, you showed your teeth like apes and fawned like hounds and bowed like bondmen, kissing Caesar's feet, whilst damned Casca like a cur behind struck Caesar in the neck. Oh, you flatterers!
Flatterers! Now, Brutus, thank yourself. This tongue had not offended so today if Cassius might have ruled.
Come, come, the cause. If arguing make us sweat, the proof of it will turn to redder drops.
Look! I draw a sword against conspirators. When think you that the sword goes up again? Never! Till Caesar's 23 wounds be well avenged, or till another Caesar have added slaughter to the sword of traitors.
Caesar, thou canst not die by traitors' hands, unless thou bring'st them with thee.
So I hope. I was not born to die on Brutus' sword.
Oh, if thou wert the noblest of thy strain, young man, thou couldst not die more honorable.
A peevish schoolboy, worthless of such honor, joined with a masker and a reveler.
Old Cassius, too.
Come, Antony, away. Defiance, traitors, hurl we in your teeth. If you dare fight today, come to the field. If not, when you have stomachs.
Messala.
What says my general?
Messala. This is my birthday. At this very day was Cassius born. Give me thy hand, Messala. Thou my witness, that against my will, as Pompey was, am I compelled to set upon one battle all our liberties. You know that I held Epicurus strong and his opinion. Now I change my mind and partly credit things that do presage. Coming from Sardis, upon our former ensign, two mighty eagles fell. And there they perched, gorging and feeding from our soldiers' hands, who two Philippi here consorted us. And this morning, are they fled away and gone. And in their stead do ravens, crows, and kites fly over our heads, and downward look on us as we were sickly prey. Their shadows seem a canopy most fatal under which our army lies. Made it again, that ghost.
Believe not so.
I but believe it partly. For I am fresh of spirit and resolved to meet all perils very constantly. Now, most noble Brutus, the gods today stand friendly. That we may, lovers in peace, lead on our days to age. But since the affairs of men rest still uncertain, let's reason with the worst that may befall. If we do lose this battle, then is this the last time that you and I will speak together? What are you then determined to do?
Even by the rule of that philosophy by which I did blame Cato for the death which he did give himself, I know not how, but I do find it cowardly and vile for fear of what might fall so to prevent the time of life. Arming myself with patience to stay the providence of some high powers that govern us below.
And if we do lose this battle, you are contented to be led in triumph through the streets of Rome?
No, Cassius, no. Think not thou noble Roman that ever Brutus will go bound to Rome. He bears too great a mind. But this same day must end that work, the Ides of March begun. And whether we shall meet again, I know not. Therefore, our everlasting farewell take. Forever and forever, farewell, Cassius. If we do meet again, why, we shall smile. If not, why then this parting was well made.
Forever and forever, farewell, Brutus. If we do meet again, we'll smile indeed. If not, 'tis true, this parting was well made.
Lead on. Oh, that a man might know the end of this day's business ere it come. But it sufficeth that the day will end, and then the end is known.
Ride! Ride, Messala, ride! And give these bills unto the legions on the other side. Let them set on at once, for I perceive but cold demeanor in Octavius' wing. And sudden push gives them the overthrow. Ride! Ride, Messala! Let them all come down!
Look, Titius, look! The villains fly! Myself after my own turn enemy. This ensign here of mine was turning back. I slew the coward and to take it from him.
But Cassius Brutus gave the word too early, who, having some advantage on Octavius, took it too eagerly. His soldiers fell to spoil, whilst we by Antony are all enclosed.
Fly further off, my lord, fly further off. Mark Antony is in your tents, my lord. Fly therefore, noble Cassius, fly far off.
This hill is far enough. Look, look, Titius. Are those my tents where I perceive the fire?
They are, my lord.
Titius, if thou lovest me, mount thy my horse and hide thy spurs in him till he have brought thee up to yonder troops and here again, that I may rest assured whether yon troops be friend or enemy.
I will be here again, even with a fort.
Go, Titius. Get higher on that hill. My side was everything. Regard, Titius, tell me what thou knowest about the field. This day I breathe it first. Time has come round. And where I did begin, there shall I end. My life is run his compass. Sinner, what news?
Oh, my lord!
What news?
Tertinius is enclosed round about with horsemen that make to him on the spur. Yet he spurs on. Now they are almost on him. Now, Tertinius! Now, some light. Oh, he lights too. He's ta'en. And hark! They shout for joy.
Come down! Behold no more.
Oh, coward that I am. To live so long to see my best friend damned before my face.
Come hither, sinner. Parthia, did I take thee prisoner? And then I swore thee saving of thy life. And whatsoever I did bid thee do, thou shouldst attempt it.
Now keep thine oath!
Now be a free man. And with this good sword that ran through Caesar's bowels, search this bosom.
Stand not to answer!
Here, take thou the hilts. And when my face is covered,
as does now. Guide thou the sword!
So I am free. Yet would not so have been, dost I have done my will. Oh, Cassius! Far from this country Pindarus shall run, where never Roman shall take note of him.
He is but changed, Titinius. Octavius is overthrown by noble Brutus, powerless Cassius' legions are by Antony.
These tidings will well comfort Cassius.
Where did you leave him?
All disconsolate with Pindarus's bondman on this hill.
Is not that he that lies upon the ground?
He lies not like the living. Oh, my heart. No, this was he, Messala. But Cassius is no more. Oh, setting sun, as in thy red rays thou dost sink tonight, so in his red blood is Cassius' day set. The sun of Rome is set. Our day is gone. Clouds, dews, and dangers come. Our deeds are done. Mistrust of my success hath done this deed.
Mistrust of good success hath done this deed. Oh, hateful error, melancholy's child. Why dost thou show to the apt thoughts of men the things that are not? Oh, error soon conceived. Thou never comest unto a happy birth, but killst the mother that engendered thee.
What, Pindarus? Where art thou, Pindarus?
Seek him, Titinius. Must I go to meet the noble Brutus, thrusting this report into his ears? I may say, thrusting it, for piercing steel and darts in venom shall be as welcome to the ears of Brutus as tidings of this sight.
Hi, you, Messala. I will seek for Pindarus the while. Why didst thou send me forth, brave Cassius? Did I not meet thy friends? And did not they put on my brow this wreath of victory and bid me give it thee? Didst thou not hear the shouts? Alas, thou hast misconstrued everything. Hold thee. Take thou this garland on thy brow. Thy Brutus bid me give it thee, and I will do his bidding. Brutus, come apace, and see how I regarded Caius Cassius. By your leave, gods, this is a Roman's part. Come, Cassius' sword, and find Titinius' heart.
Well,
Messala doth his body lie.
Lo, yonder, and Titinius mourning it.
Titinius' face is upward.
He is slain.
Oh, Julius Caesar, thou art mighty yet. The spirit walks abroad and turns our swords in our own proper entrails.
Brave Titinius, look where you have not crowned dead Cassius.
Are yet two Romans living such as these? The last of all the Romans. Fare thee well. It is impossible that Rome should ever breed thy fellow. Friends, I owe more tears to this dead man than you shall ever see me pay.
I shall find time, Cassius. I shall find time.
Come, therefore, and to Thasos send his body. His funeral shall not be in our camp, lest it discomfort us. Lucilius, come, and come, young Cato, let us to the field. Labio and Flavius, set our battles on. 'Tis 3 o'clock, and Romans yet ere night, we shall try fortune in a second fight.
Yet, countrymen! Yet!
Hold up your heads!
What bastard doth not? Who will go with me? I will proclaim my name about the field. I am the son of Marcus Cato, ho! A foe to tyrants and my country's friend! I am the son of Marcus Cato!
And I am Brutus! Marcus Brutus, I! Brutus, my country's friend, know me for Brutus!
Oh, young and noble Cato, art thou down? And now thou diest as bravely as Titinius, and mayst be honored being Cato's son.
Yield, or thou diest.
Only I yield to die. There is so much thou wilt kill me straight. Kill Brutus and be honored in his death.
We must not, a noble prisoner.
Romo, tell Antony, Brutus is turned.
I'll tell the news. Here comes the general. Brutus is turned. Brutus is turned, my lord.
Where is he?
Safe, Antony. Brutus is safe enough. I dare assure thee that no enemy shall ever take alive the noble Brutus. The gods defend him from so great a shame. When you do find him, or alive or dead, he will be found like Brutus, like himself.
This is not Brutus, friends. But I assure you, a prize no less in worth. Keep this man safe. Give him all kindness. I'd rather have such men my friends than enemies. Go on and see whether Brutus be alive or dead. And bring this word unto Octavius' tent, how everything is chanced.
Come hither, poor remains of friends. Rest here.
Statilius showed the torchlight, but my lord, he came not back. He is or ta'en or slain.
Sit thee down, Clytus. Slaying is the word. It is a deed in fashion.
Hark thee, Clytus.
Ay, my lord. No, not for all the world.
Peace, then. No word.
I'd rather kill myself. Brutus make to thee?
To kill him, Clytus.
Knows that noble vessel full of grief that he runs over even at his eyes?
Come hither, good Volumnius. List a word.
What says my lord?
Where this, Volumnius? The ghost of Caesar hath appeared to me. Two several times by night. At Sardis once. And this last night here in Philippi fields. I know my hour has come.
Not so, my lord.
Nay, I'm sure it is, Volumnius. Thou seest the world, Volumnius, how it goes. Our enemies have beat us to the pit. It is more worthy that we should leap in ourselves than tarry till they push us.
Good Volumnius, I know that we two went to school together. Even for that our love of old, I prithee. Hold thou my sword hilts, whilst I run on it.
That's not an office for a friend, my lord.
Fly, my lord! Fly! There is no tarrying here!
Farewell to you, and you. And you, Volumnius. Strato, thou hast been all this while asleep. Farewell to thee too, Strato. Countrymen, my heart doth joy that yet in all my life I found no man that he was true to me. I shall have glory by this losing day, more than Octavius and Mark Antony by this vile conquest shall attain unto. So fare you well at once, for Brutus' tongue hath almost ended his life's history. Night hangs upon mine eyes. My bones would rest that have but labored to attain this hour.
Fly, my lord, fly!
Hence I will follow.
I pray thee, Strato, stay thou by thy lord. Thou art a fellow of a good respect. Thy life hath had some smatch of honor. Sword, and turn away thy face while I do run upon it. Wilt thou, Strato?
Give me your hand first. Farewell, my lord.
Farewell, good Strato.
Caesar, now be still. I killed not thee with half so good a will.
What man is that?
It is my master's man. Strato, where is thy master?
Free from the bondage you are in, Messala. The conquerors can but make a fire of him, for Brutus only overcame himself, and no man else hath honor by his death.
Oh, Brutus should be found. I think thee, Brutus, that thou hast proved Lucilius' saying true.
All that saith Brutus, I will entertain them. Fellow, wilt thou bestow thy time with me?
I, if Messala will prefer me to you.
Do so, good Messala.
Died my master, Strato.
I held the sword, and he did run on it.
Octavius, then take him to follow thee that did the latest service to my master.
This was the noblest Roman of them all. All the conspirators, save only he, did that they did in envy of great Caesar. He only, in a general honest thought and common good to all, made one of them. His life was gentle. And the elements so mixed in him that nature might stand up and say to all the world, this was a man.
According to his virtue, let us use him with all respect and rites of burial. Within my tent, his bones tonight shall lie. Most like a soldier, ordered honorably. So, call the field to rest and let's away to part the glories of this happy day.